Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, folks. First day of October. It's amazing this year has just flown by. A lot happened thus far this year and a lot more to happen, right? Just a reminder, in the mayor's race, the mayor's election, council elections, and other elections here in the city of New Orleans, early voting started this past Saturday, and it goes through this coming Saturday. So you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday yet to be able to early vote. If you think you got any chance that something's going to come up on October the 11th, you may want to take advantage of early voting. Some of the preliminary numbers number of folks have turned out to vote, which is a good thing, and hopefully that continues. We've got a great show. We'll visit with Jim Cook, who's the new president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. The convention center really is a driving force of our economy here because we are a hospitality and tourism reliant economy. Their success translates immediately, directly, to the success of the city. I've known Jim Cook for a long time, quality man, looking forward to hear what his plans are, what his thoughts are, as a lot going on there, a lot of development, River District, new hotels, vacant land in the area being developed, and we'll get into all of that and the opportunities for citizens of New Orleans. They are a huge employer, and we'll talk about that as well. Michael Heck joins us in the 11 o'clock hour, president and CEO of GNO Inc. We've got a list of things to talk about, a lot of great news out there about the city. And in the second half of that hour, Deanna Rodriguez, CEO of Entergy New Orleans, she'll talk about a new initiative that Entergy is participating in the Gulf South, and they have always been good corporate partners and taking a leadership role on so many different fronts, and obviously this is one to be very excited about as well. We'll learn more about that while we visit with Deanna Rodriguez. Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans, been a lot of chatter about steel framing for homes. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what kind of savings go along with that. There's been some incredible stories about really low insurance numbers. We'll talk about that as well. So it may cost a little more in the front, but you'll be able to reap the benefit on the back. In case you haven't heard, the government has shut down. And I'm not going to even get into the finger pointing about whose fault it is. I would much rather approach it this way. Get your it together, right? This is one of the primary functions of Congress, is to pass a budget. We know of the deadline date every year. Why is it a big surprise? Why do we always wait till the last moment? Why is there this creation of angst and anxiety amongst government employees, amongst others who have planned vacations and want to visit national parks and want to visit other federal properties, or whatever the case may be? I just simply ask the question, why? why do we need a deadline to cause people to come together, talk, and resolve their differences and move forward? Anybody that advocates for a government shutdown is an idiot. I don't like using those words, but I'm just going to put it out there. This is crazy. As if Americans aren't struggling enough with all kinds of different issues. This ideological warfare that we're involved in, it doesn't need to transcend into this bill and getting it together. Just do your job. And actually, my position of a part-time Congress, I think, is getting stronger and stronger. We're involved in too many things, right? And we need to get back to the basics, to the core issues that matter to the citizens of this country. Get in, resolve these issues, pass whatever bills you got to pass, and go home. But this all year long thing going round and round and round, it's craziness. We hadn't adopted a budget in decades. It might have been the last time I think we had a balanced budget was under Bill Clinton. Why can we not get this together? Why do we keep kicking the can down the road? We cannot be all things to all people. Anybody who is staring at a $37 trillion deficit should recognize that we can't be all things to all people. Sorry, would be nice. Be great. We'd love to be able to do that. We got to take a stand. We got to set priorities. We got to fund the basics first. And then all of that other superfluous crap that everybody wants to get involved in comes second. And then maybe we'll be better served. Right? So I won't get into a partisan argument. It's of no value at this juncture. I just would remind voters, next time these elections come around for Congress, ask these folks, can we resolve the budget issue in the third, fourth week of August, first week of September, and call it a day? And then move on to other things that need to be resolved? It's craziness. Which leads me to my next observation. I don't know about you, but it strikes me odd. If you get elected president, you are referred to as the commander-in-chief. And one of those things that comes under that label is you are the commander-in-chief of the military. And you name a civilian who will serve on your cabinet as the Secretary of Defense. So this week, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, and let me just say straight out, I am not a fan. I am not a fan of a lot of things that he does and a lot of things that he says, but we'll go from there. Just so everybody's clear, right? And I've made myself clear about the same thing with Donald Trump. But I am sick and tired of pundits, mainstream media, making the observation, oh, this is so out of the ordinary. He's bringing 800 senior officers from around the world to Quantico, Virginia, the home base of the U.S. Marine Corps. And he's going to have a meeting and, you know, and they start engaging in the conjecture about what it is that he's going to do or say and this and that and everything else. And it turned out to be nothing even close to what anybody was predicting that it was going to be about. But we focused on this has never been done before. So what? When you elect new leadership, they may do things in a different way. I hate when I hear that because that was like when I'd call people into my office and ask them, well, why do we do it this way? Well, Sheriff, that was the way we always did it. There was nothing that would boil my blood faster than that response because it's actually a non-response. because we hadn't thought about it. We hadn't gotten involved. We didn't get intrusive. We hadn't really looked at the issue. Separate and apart from that, I know what it's like to follow the footsteps of an iconic leader. But I had to walk to the beat of my drum, not his. And I told folks all the time, just because there's a difference in the way that we're going to do things doesn't mean his way was better, my way wasn't. It's just different. It's a different style. So all of this criticism about Pete Hegseth calling 800 senior officers to Quantico, because that's never been done before, is crap. Let's call it for what it is. I don't know about you, and I don't know if you've ever been a leader of an organization, but I'd much rather look them in the face. My managers, my middle managers, frontline supervisors, I'd rather look them in the face than communicate by email. We weren't really big on Zoom back then. I wanted to read them. I wanted them to read me. And I wanted them to get a significant view of what it meant to me that I was articulating. Front row seat. So there'd be no confusion. Nothing subject to interpretation. They could see the emotion. They could see how strong and resolute I was about an issue. And there was no doubt. They could read my body language. They could gain a better understanding of who I was and what I was about. I know that we've become a very detached society, but these things are still very important. And it's amazing to me that the mainstream media is out there, you know, criticizing folks about this. Of course, they've never run anything. They wouldn't know what I'm talking about. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes down to national defense, we should be a little bit more willing to give folks the benefit of the doubt. I don't care if they got an R or a D behind their name. It doesn't matter to me. It's about leadership. It's about credible leadership. And God forbid that Pete Hegseth wants our military to be in good shape, to do physical training every day, to make sure that you are battle ready, war ready, to make sure that when you are called upon, you are ready to defend this country. That's what you signed up for. You didn't sign up for cocktails at a country club. Your primary mission is to defend this country and to be a deterrence because of the readiness of your unit, the physicality of your unit, the ability to beat down your opponent, your enemies. If we were so big that we couldn't get out of our own way, and a good percentage of our fighting troops were in that physical stature, who the hell would fear us? If we didn't have the mental competencies to deal with technology that's out there and available today, who the hell's going to fear us? Like, no one. When did we lose sight of what it actually takes to get these things done? The commitment, the dedication. Is there any pride left? This used to be the case, and over the past couple of administrations, in the Obama administration, the Biden administration, I will get partisan now, folks, they relaxed the rules. And I know they were in place because my former boss, Sheriff Harry Lee, was in the military. And in fact, when he was up for a general's position at one point in time in his career, there were physical fitness requirements for him that he could not reach on the federal side. And what happened was he was never promoted. He tried, but he never got there. And he never bitched about it. In fact, to the contrary, as difficult as it was for him, he talked about the importance of meritocracy. And you lead by example. He understood it. He understood it. Where did all that go? Where did it go? And now we are castigating individuals that talk about this. Who are these elitists in the military, these generals that are speaking anonymously to the media now, talking about this and how bad this is, that we're not going to any longer be distracted by identity months and DEI offices and, as Hegseth said, dudes in dresses and no more climate change worship, no more division, distraction, gender delusions. He's right. That is not your primary purpose. That's not your mission. You're not there to perpetuate ideological issues. You are there to be ready to defend this nation. Plain and simple. It's amazing why we have to deflect, deny, evade. And then we counterattack. We go after people because we want to focus on our primary mission. We want to be ready. They're also making fun of him because he says we need to look the part. Some people don't believe in that. I do. You have to be physically fit and you have to look the part. You set the example. How many times when we go to a parade and we see the Virginia Military Institute, or we see this marching group or that marching group from military colleges and military units across the country, and the reaction of the crowd to that, everyone has a sense of pride. They look at how sharply dressed these young men and women are, marching down Canal Street, marching down St. Charles Avenue. You know it. You feel it. You have that sensation that goes down your spine. You're proud to be an American. And there it is in front of you in living color. It doesn't mean that you're fat-shaming people or that you don't understand the sensitivities of some challenges that people have. But let us be honest. Maybe they're not cut out for the military. What's next? We're going to have less than physically fit NFL players, NBA players, hockey players? Hell no. It's amazing that we will be more concerned with the physical fitness of the New Orleans Saints than we are of our own military. It's cuckoo. We're upside down. It's also amazing, and I say this all the time, that the defensive backfield coach of college teams will make more than the governor of the state of Louisiana, will make more than the adjutant general of the National Guard of the state of Louisiana. It's crazy. Our priorities are out of whack. Let me get off my soapbox just for a second, and I apologize. But there are some things that just kind of set me off the rails. You elect leaders that come in, they have a different style. We're not always going to agree with it. And it doesn't mean it's worse or better than the previous leader. Would Pete Hegseth communicated to his generals and his subordinates yesterday, 800 of them from around the world? It's going to take work. It's going to be hard. It's easy to have a laissez-faire attitude about things and to just let things happen. It's a lot more difficult to get intrusive and to create a cultural change in an organization. Some may say for the better, some may say no, but this is who we elected. As it relates to this issue with Pete Hegseth, I fall with Pete Hegseth. I fall with him on this side. And I think that we're going to have a much better prepared military for it. Our military, we cannot be all things to all people. That should never be the goal. If we're going to have meritocracy, it has to run throughout. We should aspire for the best, the most fit, the most competent, the most agile. All of the physical requirements that we need to beat our enemies into submission. End of the story. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. Dan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, New Orleans.
So, Dan, there's a lot of conversation that has been going on here lately about steel-framed houses. Why is that, and what do we see in the near future relative to the utilization of same?
Well, I tell you, you know, steel framing has been, you know, it's one of those golden chalices. It's a dream, and it's a great thing to aspire for because, you know, steel-framed, particularly in our environment, it offers a great strength to weight ratio. It gives a great resistance to hurricane wind, severe weather, the kinds of things that we experience down here. It also resists warping, rot, termites, And a lot of people don't think about fire, right? It's non-combustible, so it adds fire resistance, which is also a significant consideration. But on the other hand, it pushes those costs up. And so that's really the primary driver that we don't see a lot of it in residential construction. Instead, we see it primarily in multifamily residential or commercial applications.
As it relates to single-family homes, what percentage increase would there be if you did utilize steel framing?
In terms of cost, I think you're asking. And yes. What we know now, the most recent data that I looked up from the National Association of Home Builders is that material cost is about 10 to 20% higher than wood framing. But there is also a substantially higher labor cost because it does take a specialized workforce in order to construct these units. It's, you know, the joke is you go to frame a house with steel and your contractor shows up with hammers on their toolbox, on their tool belt, right? So it does require specialized connectors. It requires high-end engineering and a precision manufacturing process that, of course, adds to the quality, but also adds to the cost. So those labor costs can be anywhere from 20 to 35% higher as well.
So when we look at this, are there any benefits down the road, like insurance being one? I was reading some stories where people were having huge reductions in the cost of their homeowners as it relates to utilizing steel framing.
Sure. I mean, over the long term, steel's durability can reduce maintenance and repair costs. It could potentially offset higher initial costs over decades of use. The trick is finding that balance point, right? So the significant amount, you know, in total, it could be, and in our experience, we've seen anywhere from 30% to 40% increase on the total cost of construction, including materials and labor. So that has a fixed price that you're spending up front on this home. So then you have to determine over the long-term ownership of this home, how long will it take you to earn that back? And that return on investment over time is the deciding factor. So a lot of things go into that. Are you going to be in that home for 40 years? Are you going to be in it for 10 years and resell it? What does the, you know, it's hard to predict over the long term what those are going to look like. The big driver of this conversation in our area is, of course, insurance. And the issue that we have in insurance is that, number one, we don't have enough carriers to service our market. So we have only about we have a carriers with an exposure rate of about 25% for our housing stock in the wind zone of South Louisiana, which is about 600,000 homes. So that means 75% have to go to the Fair Plan, or they have to go to a non-admitted carrier that doesn't offer insurance to their homeowners. So how do we get more carriers back? The carriers need data to evaluate the housing stock in our market. So we have new homes being built to the best codes in the country. The FEMA has a fact sheet out that shows 98.6% resilient code compliance in Louisiana. That is tied with Florida for best in country. But that's only new homes. Our challenge is we need to document the resiliency of the existing housing stock. So our goal right now is to get the resiliency of our housing stock documented. There's 600,000 homes south of I-10, which is essentially the wind zone of Louisiana. We're trying to get 165,000 homes documented through either a wind mitigation survey or a fortified roof replacement or a state-inspected roof replacement. And we've done a couple of things legally. On the last legislative session, we got the LDI is standing up a database to collect all this information, and that database was funded in the last legislative session. One of the problems that we haven't had inspections is that we don't have enough inspectors. So a storm comes, blows off 60,000 roofs. We don't have enough inspectors to go out and look at all these roofs when we replace them. So we passed legislation that allows for geotagged inspections. So they can take geotagged photos tied to an address on a property and document with photos exactly what was done in the roof replacement, thus getting an inspection potential. And in the last legislative session, legislation was passed that requires now statewide permitting for all roof replacements and licensures for roof replacers. So some amazing things are happening. And over the course of time, we will continue to document wind mitigation surveys, fortified inspections, and municipal inspections in a central database to attract more carriers back And as we do that, that will drive the prices down for our insurance.
When we look at realistically, how quick could we assemble this or collect all of this data?
Well, the wind mitigation surveyors, we have 32 licensed surveyors in the state of Louisiana, and they've conducted somewhere around 15,000 wind mitigation surveys already. We have, through the state's fortified roof program, we've replaced 4,000 fortified roofs, and IBHS, which issues those certificates, indicate to us that we have about 8,000 credentials statewide. So if we can add those, that brings us up to about 22 or 23,000. And now with statewide permitting, Jefferson Parish was the first to adopt that. They have about 4,000 inspections documented in their municipal record. St. Bernard was the next. They have a few hundred, and New Orleans is doing their inspections. So as we bring those online and centralize them in a public database, we will grow that. So that puts us, you know, in a potential of documenting 25 to 30,000 roofs, and we need to get to about 130 or 135,000. So it's going to take some time, maybe about 2 years or three, to get to the point where we can document that. But once we do, the carriers know that they can come to this market and do business if we have the resilient housing stock to resist the damages of these storms.
Dan, it's going to sound a little crazy, but so I had a wind mitigation survey done, and it was huge. I mean, you know, $300 cost. And I got significant reduction in insurance premiums. So the ROI was awesome, right? Many of the insurance carriers are saying that, many of the insurance agents have said to me that wind mitigation has proven more fruitful in the short term than fortified roofs as it relates to reductions in insurance premiums. When you think about the cost of the fortified roof versus the wind mitigation survey, why have we not developed an assistance program or whatever to get as many wind mitigation surveys done and completed as possible? Because that cost of entry is, you know, $300. And, you know, for those that can't afford it, even if we just income restrict that program, it would seem to me that we could get to these numbers a lot faster and quicker through the wind mitigation survey route as opposed to any other.
Newell, your logic, as always, is spot on. And at the Home Builders Association, our Remodelers Council stood up the only wind mitigation task force in the state of Louisiana, and it includes all of the wind mitigation surveyors licensed in Louisiana. And we have enjoyed the participation of Louisiana Department of Insurance, the Louisiana Code Council, as well as the Licensing Board in participating in the meetings. And this is exactly what we've determined, is that the return on investment from a wind mitigation document is twofold. The first is that it brings potentially immediate savings to the homeowner in terms of short-term insurance reductions. And we see that we did a survey. We looked at 321 wind mitigation surveys, and at an average of $300 per survey, the return on insurance savings in the first year was $2,100. So that's substantial, and that benefits the individual homeowner that gets the wind mitigation survey. But when we put these wind mitigation surveys into a database, we begin to document the resiliency level of the community's housing stock. And that then attracts more carriers back to our area, and thus can bring those insurance prices down for the whole community. Just like in flood insurance, we know the CRS rating for Jefferson Parish improved, and so they're now enjoying an additional 10% discount on flood insurance, a total of 35%. So in the same way, we need to document the resiliency of our housing stock to attract those carriers back and get increased discounts in our area. So we are certainly promoting any kinds of programs that invest into that. I know that the parish president in Jefferson has looked at the potential for a wind mitigation fund that would help fund this cost, because again, it doesn't just help the individual homeowner, it helps the entire community. Each of these proposals are in different and varying states of moving forward.
And Dan, we have a pretty good idea, I think, as to if you look at the data construction of the home, as it relates to what the building code was at that point in time, there's a higher probability that you will reap benefits from a wind mitigation as opposed to older homes. Is that correct?
Yes, and it should be clear that a wind mitigation survey does nothing to improve the state of resiliency of your home. What it does is it documents the existing wind mitigation features that are not in the public record, that your insurance carrier is unaware of, and it can give them a third-party assurance that these features are in place, thus reducing the risk profile of your home and leading to insurance discounts. But the wind mitigation survey also serves to tell homeowners that there are options to increase the wind mitigation survey. So they can make suggestions. Hey, if you brace your gables, you can improve the wind resistance. If you add these storm shutters on the house, it can reduce it. If you add clips to the top plate of your home, it can reduce it. Most homes built since 1991 are going to have some of these features in place already. They're just not documented. And the wind mitigation survey does that at a very low cost, bringing significant savings for about 85% of folks that get one. For the others, it may be that they have to make some wind mitigation changes to their home. And we have licensed contractors that do exactly that. And the great news is you can deduct up to $10,000 in wind mitigation improvements on your home from your Louisiana taxes. So it is also a deduction to encourage private investment to increase the resiliency of our housing stock across the community.
So, for example, some of these mitigation measures that you talk about, if you have an open attic, for example, some of that stuff I understand is relatively easily installed as well and is not really a high cost item to do the installation, and yet you can reap those benefits on the back end.
Yeah, you know, with open attics, you can, if you need hurricane clips, they can be installed. There are also, Fortified has a foam solution. Now, this is not the kind of foam that you spray for insulation and covers the whole inside of your attic. It is sprayed along the joists and along the seams, and it does two things. That foam penetrates and prevents uplift, so it gives you some structural support. And secondly, it seals the openings so that you have a secondary water barrier. And that can be done for about $3.50 a square foot, so very affordable and accessible option. And that can get you a Fortified certificate. But it's important to recognize that it can only be installed on a roof from the inside when the entire roof is accessible. So, you know, if you have dormers, the roofs on those dormers are not going to be accessible. If you have a beamed roof, it's not going to be accessible. So it's not for everybody, but it is an option that's out there.
But when you're looking at the homes that were constructed like in the late 60s, early 70s, a lot of them don't have that. It wasn't, you know, as popular as it is now. And you had a lot of, two-story homes, average size 24 to 2,600 square feet. So you had a second floor that was 12, 1,300 square feet of space. And when you talk about those attics up there, and when they're open like that, it is relatively simple to access it and get a lot of that done. I find a lot of, like wind mitigation, the first time I did a segment on it, so many people didn't know about it. I mean, it's like, and I get texts every day now of people that have had a wind mitigation survey done and they got huge savings on their homeowner. So it's something for them to consider.
You know, and don't discount your home just because of its age. My home was 1972, but I got a discount because the structure of my home is a hip roof, right? So hip roof is by its very design resistant. So I got a discount just for that. I want to get in a quick plug because I want everyone to know out there that the state of Louisiana now requires a permit to replace the roof on your home. You may not know all of the code requirements and Fortified requirements. You may not know about the licensure, but here's my advice. Don't let anyone on your roof unless a permit is in your window. Yes. So, again, I want to say it again. Don't let anyone on your roof unless a permit is issued in your window. If you have a permit in your window, your local municipality has done the homework to ensure that your contractor is putting the right thing on your home.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, as always, Dan Mills, CEO of Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. Thank you for all that you guys do, and y'all are great corporate partners in our community, and we appreciate that as well.
Thanks, Newell. Anytime.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. Got a text here that's a little confusing. It says, want to find out more about claims on roof damage. Once you have a wind mitigation survey done, two roofers have told me they are worthless because it pits the insured against the insurance company in the event of a claim. The mitigation survey means the roof was guaranteed against damage, so insurance companies will not pay the regular amount. It only saved us $150 per month on a $1 million home. There are so many confusing factors for the homeowners. Would be great to have this question answered. So I'm going to get Dan Mills back on. First, I'm going to tell you that I don't know what roofers you talk to, but they are in fact wrong, because the wind mitigation survey is only taking an accounting of what you have and what the insurance industry says is important as it relates to a roof and its ability to handle wind. If you heard what Dan said, his older home has a hip roof. Hip roofs can take wind load a lot better than other styles of roof. All it is documenting that, submitting it to the insurance company, and the insurance company decides whether or not they are going to take that in consideration for a reduction in premiums in your insurance policy. It's not a guarantee against anything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.